Okay, we're up to the fourth sugya of this Amid. We're dealing with Surya and Kibush Yachid and Gael Zarot and the Shabbos and Yanim that we dealt with yesterday with the Bishurin. Come now to a fourth sort of a Shas sugya that the Gemara touches on here. Tan Rabbana, Eved Shehevi Gita. Well, we know that the get shichra of an eved and the get isha have similar dinims. So the Gemara brings in here the fact that a get shichra of an eved also has a din of b'fanei nechtam, that Eid Echad is believed. Eved shehevi gitai, but it says kasev by atzmacha v'nechasek minilas. The shtar is really two shtars in one. It's a get shichra, and it's a get kinyan. A shtar kinyan to be machnil chasim, so it's really two shtaris in one. And he says, "Before I nechtam," and there are no eidei kiyum. Atzmai kana, the shtar shichur half the skal, the chasim loy kana, the half of the shtar which is a shtar kinyan loy kana does not work. So that vice does the Gemara doesn't have any problems because there it's two shtaris and two lashonos, two words, no problem. The whole machlokes that we're going to have is when it says kol nechasai knuyim lach. The makne didn't write a separate lashon for the eved and a separate lashon for his nechasim. He wrote kol nechasai knuyim lach. He wrote to his eved that kol nechasai knuyim lach mahu. So right away Rashi says, and we'll see it's very important when the Rashi's lashon. Kol nechasai mahu mi amin an atzmecha v'nechasai trei dibur einenu avo kol nechasai kim demcha dibura osu lai shekhar atzmai ma'anis nechasim to the kaim alon kamana kais nas lave yotze ben chayrin shu b'chal nechasim. What's the baya? The baya is the language. The language is even the language is atzmecha v'nechasai it's trei diburi. It's two things. When he says kol nechasai it's one dibur. So could we do such a thing by one dibur to say that look, he's believed to say b'farai nechtav whatever is negeya to his own shechur, and he's not believed to say b'farai nechtav whatever is negeya to the to his nechasim? That's the Gemara's shayla. So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Amalei Rava Bishlama Amar Abaye first b'tal shekon atzmai kon nechasim. Abaya holds it's got to be all the same. If you kind of the Eved, if you kind of he's believed to say before nothing will be the Eved, he's believed will be the Nechasim. Doesn't make sense. Bishlama Atzmei looking to have a Gerisha. He himself is believed to say before nechtav just like Gerisha. El Nechasim lay looking immediately to have a Kim Shtaris the Alma. Why should it work by Mamin? Kim Shtaris needs two Eidim. Hadam Rabaya Mtershal like Nechasim like on Atzmei. So the Baron Tosis points out that when Abaya changed his mind, it wasn't because of Rabbi's Taina. Stam, Abaya still holds it has to be consistent. He just told Loikana. And again, Rabbi said, Bishlam and the Chasim Loi Likni Avikim Shtaris Di Alma, Alasme Likni Nidi Havi Aged Isha. Avama Rabbi, Echazel, Asamekana, the Chasim Loikana. So the Gemara says that Rabbi and Abaya are arguing, as the Gemara says in the next line, if you say Pagin and Dibur. What is Palgin and Dibur? It means the Panei person says b'fanei nechtam. So we're going to split. Rava holds we could split his words. We could say Lagabe the get isha your belief. Lagabe the get shichur you believe. Lagabe the mamin you're not believed. That's the Palginon that we're talking about here in our Gemara. And Abaye apparently does not hold of Palginon. And the Gemara is going to be titled in the Machlokes Reb Shimon and remain. So to understand this Gemara and the main problem with this Gemara, I have to be magdim to you, Yusayt, which comes from a Rabbi Kiva Eger. And really, it's a Rishayim. There's a Ramban, the Bachanu Balut says it earlier than him. And that is that there are two types of palginas. In Shas, there are two types. There's palgina dibura. And then there's what we call palgina nemanis. The expression palgina nemanis is not in the Gemara. It's just the expression that we use to explain the second type of palgina dibura. There's Pagina Dibura and there's Pagina Nemanis. What's the difference? What is Pagina Dibura? Pagina Dibura is a man comes into Beis Din and he says, Ploini ba al ishti. This man was Mizana with my wife. My wife is Nashis Ish. Ploini ba al ishti. Now, he's going to be an aid. Let's say there are two aidim. He's one of two aidim. The other aid is no problem. We're dealing with him. So he's saying, Ploini ba al ishti. Ploini is Mizana with my wife. He's Chayav Nisa. Legabe, his own wife, of course he's not believed. A person can't say this on his wife. To say this about the other man, that he has nemanus. So that, we have the concept of pagina dibura, we split his words, and we say, believe him, legabe ploini, the man who was mizana, and do not believe him, legabe, his wife. So it's as if he said, ploini ba al isha. We split his words, ploini ba al, and then the word ishti, we don't believe. So we do is we take his words and we cut them in middle. Ploini ba, ploini was mizana with the yeshes ish. And the ishti part, that word ishti, that we can't listen to in Beis Din. Okay. Ploini ravani lertaini was a gemara. A man was mizana. Ploini Ravani was mizana with another man, Lutzaini, willingly. So a person can't say this about himself that he did in Aveira. So we Pagina Dibura, we split his words. Now, why do we fix it?
How we fix it?
In what way?
Ploini Ba Al.
Alisha.
But
now Ishti. Ishtish. Ploini Ba Al Ishtish.
He didn't say Ishti.
He said Ishti. Well, as far as putting in a syllable or a word, that's not the point. All right, let me explain. Pagina Dibura, basically, is that we cut his words in half. We chop his words. We say, Beis Din can't hear things a man says about himself. Beis Din can't hear a person say this about himself. By Yisr. So he says, Ploini ba al ishti, he's saying this about himself, about his wife. So they hear, Ploini ba al ishish. They hear half his words and not the other half of the words. Now, it's taka true, like Avi's saying, the point pashtus is not that we have to get every syllable out of his mouth, because ploini ba al ish, and then the T you take out, so you left ploini ba al ish instead of isha. I mean, so we'll understand, although not everybody understands this way, but we'll understand that it doesn't mean we play with necessarily the syllables that came out of his word mouth, but he said something. Half of what he said, we listen to. And half of what he said, we don't listen to. Ploini was mizana with Nashis Ish, we hear. That Nashis Ish was his wife, that we don't hear. That's Pagina Dibur. Yes?
So even though both parties in the action meeting, I come in and I say that Reuven killed somebody, is he kind of using such a place? I have to say Reuven killed Shimon.
Well, I really have to say that Reuven killed a Yid who is a Bar Kayama, not a Treif. I mean, that's basically what I have to say. Do I have to identify Shimon, technically? I don't know. What? Well, you only need Mokiman's man, Fadis Yati Yacholazima. If somebody says Reuven killed Shimon, and then Shimon, we have Eid, Shimon was a different city, that's not Hazam. It's not Hazam at all. So it's actually, if he says he killed somebody, I know he's a Yid, and I forgot his name, someone would be a Kashra Edis. It's not the Sheva Chakiris. At any rate, that's Palgina Dibura. We split his words. We take half his words, and not the other half of them. Palgina Nemanis, what the Kivega says, is not a Machlaikis. There's no Machlaikis that we say Palgina Nemanis, that where a person could say something and we're going to take the whole thing he said. We don't have to split what he said. We'll take the whole thing. I will believe it, Lagabi one Indian and not Lagabi another one. I'm going to give you, Rabbi Kivega has a specific marshal which I'll get to, but there are some very simple mishalim that are brought down, that the stipler brings as an example of Palgina Memanis. We had a concept of Shavya Nafshe Chatichid Yisur. If I come into Bezdin and I say that this piece of meat is Neveila, so Lagabe myself, I'm believed. Lagabe myself, I'm believed. Because Shavya Nafshe Chatichid Yisur. Lagabe someone else, I have no Memanis to ask someone else's piece of meat on him. So Shavi Anashe, I could ask it on myself. I can't ask it on someone else. Or the Mishnah's case. A man says, I married Leah. And Leah says she doesn't know what he's talking about. He has no way, didn't he? Just says, I married Leah. So he is Asur in Leah's sisters. He's not allowed to marry Leah's sister. Because he says he's married to Leah. But Leah is allowed to marry his brother. Because Leah says it never happened. So he says, Shavi Anashe Chatichid Yisur. What do we do there? There, it's really Palgina Nemanis. What are we doing? We're taking the whole words, everything he said. He said, I married Leah. We're taking the entire thing. And we're saying, Lagabe yourself, you're Neman. Lagabe someone else, you're not Neman. Palgina Nemanis. We split the Nemanis that the person has. And we say, Lagabe yourself, you believe. And Lagabe someone else, you're not believed. Now, in the case, why don't we do the same thing by Pliny Ravani Lutzaini? Why don't we do the same? Why don't we say Palgina Dibura? Why don't we say split to them on this? Believe this whole thing, it'll gotta be the other person, it'll gotta be him. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says you can't do that. Because when you say Pliny Ravani Lutzaini, the Gemara says, Lutvarecha Rashata, you're saying he was mizana with me willingly. Bezdin can't accept the whole thing, Lagabi, the other one. Because you're saying, Pliny Ravani Lutzaini, that I'm a Rasha, and I was over on a Nitzel with him. So, Varecha Rasha, Rasha can't say Avis. There we have to say, Pagina di Burei, not the Mesa Masri Rasha. We'll say Pagina di Burei. And we say, Pliny Rava, we believe, not Ravani. We're Pliny Ravani, and we don't believe Lutzaini. But we split it. So where we can't say Palgina Nemanis, where we could say Palgina Nemanis, we are not a Rasha, we say Palgina Nemanis. Where we can't say Palgina Nemanis, you make yourself a Rasha. In that case, do we say Palgina Dibura? That's a Machlaikis in a few places in Shas. Do you say Pagina Dibur or don't you say Pagina Dibur? But Pagina Nemanis, that everyone agrees you say. There are many cases in Shas where a person says something and he's believed Lagabe himself and not Lagabe other things. Another example of Pagina Nemanis. A man says, Beniza Mamzerun. We know the Torah gave a father a nemanis on a son, Yakir. He's a nemanis of Yakir. He says, this son is a mamzer. Not for me. So he has a nemanis. The Torah gave him a man a nemanis on someone who's mufzik to be his child that he could say. The Gemara says that even though he's believed to make his son a mamzer, if he's a kayin, his wife could keep on eating truma. How can his wife eat truma? If he's saying my son is a mamzer, he's saying that my wife was mizana with somebody. Right? The way this child is a mamzer, how's a child a mamzer? It's from him and his wife, and the child's not a mamzer. Because he's saying my wife became pregnant, it wasn't for me. He's saying that this child is a mamzer because my wife was mizana. If an Ashes Kain is mizana, she becomes possible for truma. Yet the din of Yakir is that a person is believed to say Beniza Mamzahu. We believe in Megabi the son, we don't believe in Megabi the wife. That is Palgina Nemanis. It's not Palgina Dibura. There's no way to do a Palgina Dibura there. We don't split the words he said. We just say Palgina Nemanis. We split. He's believed Megabi this, he's not believed Megabi that.
But on the wife, he's not a Mamzahu, he wouldn't be believed.
What?
On the wife, he wouldn't be believed.
On the wife, you need two. I didn't say this against the wife. The what? Does he have to? Al Shavya Nafshe. Or Rabbi Kiva Ega is the example. Rabbi Kiva Ega is actually a Medayik, and he says it's a Gemara in Yevamos. It's a diuk from a Gemara, actually. If a man comes to a woman, and Eirechem is believed on Eidus Isha, a man could say that this woman's husband is dead. So he comes to Bez and he says, I killed him. I know he's dead because I killed him. Araktiv. Is he Naaman? So Rabbi Kiva Ega says, of course he's Naaman. So what are we going to tell him? Varecha Rashata. Varecha Rasha is believed by Eidus Isha. Right? Say Eidus on an Aguna, that she should be mutter. A Rasha is believed. So it's up to Rabbi Kiva Ega. If you hold Pagin and Dibura, you say Haraktiv, so then if you say Pagin Dibura, then of course you believe. Pagin and Dibura, you split it. You say Harag, Ploini, this man. But even if you don't hold Pagin and Dibura, even like, was it Remeya, who doesn't hold over Pagin and Dibura, Remeya says you don't say Pagin and Dibura. Nevertheless, Remeya will be Maida by Haraktiv, that will say Pagin and Nemanis, will say, look, Lagabi and Isha, Rosh is believed. So he's believed to say he killed her, Lagabe to be Mata the Aguna. And he's not believed, Lagabe making himself a Rosh, giving himself Nisa, that he's not believed. So these are examples of situations where we say Palgina Nemanis and not Pagina Dibura. As another example, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin.
When we say that Pagina Nemanis, that even if we go as far as to say that a Rosh is even believed by Eidus Isha.
Well, a Rosh is believed by Eidus Isha has nothing to do with Pagina. That's a halacha by Eidus Isha, anybody's belief.
But was using that to say that
he's using
Rasha,
that.
And then we're still saying that he's not believed to make himself a Rosh?
Right. For other dinim, he's not believed, because he's not believed to make himself a Rosh, Lagabi other inyan. Gabi, this din we split the Nemanis. He's believed to be mata this woman. He's not believed, but Gabi, anything else this thing. Yeah.
He
can't make himself
because
even
a Rasha is allowed to be believed by Eidus Isha.
Right. So these are three examples of Pagina Nemanis. Rabbi Kiva Ega's case of Haraktiv and Shavi Anashi Etichid Isura and Bini Mamzerhu. There's another example in Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin, where a woman says Meiz Baili, she's believed. A woman comes into Bez and she says, I know that Meiz Baili, Tinosei, the halacha, she's allowed to get married. But the Yarshim don't Yarshim yet. We don't let the Yarshim go and take Yerusha. Because we don't know if he's dead or not. I mean, you don't know if he's dead. She says she's being matter, she can marry. And we get Yerusha, you know. Hagina Nemanis. Lagabe herself, she's believed, and Lagabe other things, she's not believed. Our Gemara, this whole sugya, is really a case of Pagina Nemanis. It's not really the typical case of Pagina Dibur. You're not splitting words. What's the case? The Eved says, Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. The Eved is Mekayim Dishtar. We're saying, Lagabe, Shtar Shichrer, we believe you. Lagabe, Shtar Mamin, we don't believe you. That's not Palgina Dibura. It's one Shtar with one set of signatures. Is that Palgina Dibura? That's a case of Palgina Nemanis. We're saying, you're saying the Shtar is signed by Kosher Eidim. We believe you to free the Eved. We don't believe you to be kind of the Mammon. Our Gemara is not Palgina Dibura. We're not taking his sentence and cutting it in half and believing one concept, not a second concept. Our Gemara, what does the Eved say? He's saying, Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta. I know it's a Kosher Ishtar. That, we're not splitting it. What are we splitting? We're saying, we believe you it's a Kosher Ishtar, the Gabe, freeing the Eved. That Eidach is believed. We don't believe it's a Kosher Shtar, Lagabi Mamon, Dini to Eidach. That is Palgina Nemanis. That's not Palgina Dibura.
Maybe we only believe that he saw half the Shtar written.
But the question is only the Kiyam on the signatures. The question is the Kiyam of the signatures. So are these signatures of authentic signatures or not? If they're authentic signatures, then it's good for everything. So pashtus, this is pagina nemanis, which would in itself not be a kasha, because as I said in the beginning, the lashon pagina nemanis is the lashon that's used by all the achrayim to explain the two types of pagina dibura. It's just another type of pagina dibura where we don't split the words. We call pagina nemanis. The problem is that Rebbe Akiva Eger says that everyone holds of pagina nemanis. Rebbe Akiva Eger says that pagina nemanis is not a machlokes. Pagina dibura is a machlokes. Pagina nemanis, we don't find anybody to argue by Shavi Anafshei or by any of these cases. So Mimela, the fact that our Gemara says it's a machlokes Rav and Abaya, and it's really talking about machlokes Rav Meir Rav Shimon, our Gemara seems to be soiser the Rebbe Akiva Eger. That's the question which we're going to have to answer today, that this sugya is a contradiction to the well-known concept of pagina dibura, pagina nemanis, that pagina dibura is a machlaikis, pagina nemanis is not a machlaikis. That's like the aleph base of pagina dibura anywhere in Shas. And it fits, but doesn't fit with Agamara Git. Agamara Git and Pashtus is a pagina nemanis in the case. And the problem is, it doesn't stem. It's Rebbe Akiva Eger's Yesod, and this is a kasha which all the Achrayim here ask. We are going to deal with the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan in Yevamis, by the Sugya Pagin Dibur is in Yevamis too. It's in Kovetz Aris, Simin Chaf Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. But before we get to the answer, the kasha, I think, is a very clear kasha. There's one other place where they ask a similar kasha on Rebbe Akiva Eger, and that's from a Rosh in Makis. The Rosh in Makis goes on the Gemara at the end of the first parak, that's Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a shtar, halva, and there were two witnesses, Eloi and Tuvia, the Gemara says. Eloi and Tuvia, well, witnesses, they're kosher people. They said, Eidus, that the Shtar Halva is a true Shtar Halva. They were, Eloi and Tuvia were not related to the Malva. They were not related to the Laiva. They were related to, remember? Eloi and Tuvia, Kreve, the Arva Hava. They were related to the guarantor on the Shtar. In other words, Ruve borrowed money from Shimon. And Levi guaranteed the money. And in case the Laiva doesn't pay, the Arava will pay. So the Gemara says, can we trust their Eidus? They're coming in to say, is that Reuven borrowed from Shimon? They're not related to Reuven, not related to Shimon, but they are related to the Arav. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa thought to be Machshir. Rav Papa said, what's wrong? We're paskening the Leiva has to pay the Malva. They're not related to the Leiva, they're not related to the Malva. So there's nothing wrong with the Pesach. So the Gemara says that Rafuna Tainid, that's not so. I think Rafuna Breda of Yeshua. Tainid is not true. You're saying this on the Arav too? Because he less lay a moment Laliva Lav Bas Arav Hadar, don't they go after the Arav? So it's taka true, you're saying the words Reuven Baruch from Shimon. But Lamaisa, what you're saying affects the Arid. And since it affects the Arid, you're apostle. And that's the Gemara's Maskana. That's easy to know. Frekta Rosh, why don't we say Pagina Dibura? Why don't we say over there, Pagina Dibura? Trust Eloi Vitovya Lagabi the Laiva. Don't trust Eloi Vitovya Lagabi the Arid. Pagina Dibura. And for the Rosh, it's the opposite of the Rikiveg. And for the Rosh, when do we say Pagina Dibura? When we can split the words. So then there's a Maniyama Pagina Dibura. Hey, you can't split the words. How are you going to split the words? He says, Ruvein Baruch from Shimon. There's no words to split. Can't say Pagina Dibura. So Mimela, it's no good. Why? How are you going to split the words? Ruvein Baruch from Shimon, Baruch from Shimon.
Ruvein Baruch from Shimon. No,
but there's no argument that there was an Arab. That's not the argument. There's no argument if there was an Arif. It's known that Levi, that if it was true, that Levi was the Arif. The question is, was it true?
Don't remember him that he's a character of the Arif.
What?
Don't remember him to be a character of the Arif.
The kasha is, don't believe him what's negeh to his karet, and believe him what's negeh to the malvin and the lion. And the Rosh says, no, you can't say palginum. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's not the opposite. He should zicha say palginum. You should say palginum nemanis. We believe you, legabe. You're saying that this star is authentic. Whatever is negeh the malvin the lion, we believe you. Whatever is negeh the arif, we don't believe you. It's the opposite. Here, everyone should hold Pagina Nemanis. Everybody should hold Pagina Nemanis. It shouldn't be worse, it's better. Here, you're going to believe everything he said. Lagabe, the Ruven Hashemin, the Malvin, the Leiva. Lagabe, the Arif. You don't. It's Mamish Pagina Nemanis.
Yeah,
the question is if the Shtar is authentic, that's coming to verify the Shtar. So say Paginan. Just like if I say this piece is Nevela, so I'm believing Gabi myself, but I'm not believing Gabi others, they're not two Adam. So same thing. What's Negev, Reuven, and Shimon, they are two Adam. Me and someone else are authenticating that the Shtar is true. What's Negev, the Arif, there's only one aid. So then it's not a thing. We have no proof that the Shtar is true. That should be case Paginan.
It doesn't have to be an Arif.
You mean to say what? The sissy doesn't have to be an Arif. You say split the words. Okay, I hear. Here you're going to have to split the words of the shtar, not the words of the eidim. What you want to do is take the shtar, and the first, the eidim just say that it's an authentic shtar. And you want to do is cut the shtar, not the words. I said, Rosh Hol said, you don't do that by Pagin HaDibur. Okay, the Ravid Gradog is Ravid Holds, you do say Pagin HaDibur there. It's a different Malach of the Gemara. But the Rosh himself, the Rosh brings the Ravid, but the Rosh himself holds the Stilik. So in Cain, it's a Vaitis theory to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, as you say, the Shref from Agamara, the Shref from Makis, from this Rosh and Makis. He comes to Bochanan, and he gives us a very nice Hesber. And before I say to Rabbi Chana, I just want to learn the next five lines of Gemara, because Rabbi Chana bases it on the next piece of Gemara. Amalei Ravada Bar Masna LaRava, Kaman Kareb Shimon, Dama Pagina Dibur, Ditznan. Now here you really have to pay careful attention. Ditznan. HaKoyseif Kol L'chosov La'avdoi Yotze Ben Chay. Okay, that's easy. A man gives away everything, and includes the Eved himself. So he goes free. I gave the Eved himself. I gave him himself. I own him. I gave him his own body to himself. And now he's going to go free with Kol Nechas. Shear Karka Kol Shehu. If you leave over some carcass, now we have a Machlaikis. Tanakama says, Lo Yotze Ben Chayr. That, you're not Eved. Why aren't you Ben Chayrin? Why aren't you? So you left over something. So Rashi's lashon is the one. Who knows? Maybe he left over the Eved too. Left over something. So lo yotze ben chayrin. Reb Shimon Aymer, lo ben chayrin, nidi ar ben chayrin. Unless you say it, sheyem kol nechasai nesunin leplayni avdi chutz me echad miribua shebehen. Unless you're vague, you don't explain. You just say I'm leaving over a percentage. Then it's damoid. But if you say chutz me sod leplayni. So, like Rashi says, what the goli goli, madaloi goli, loi goli. What did you say? Kol nechosayin, chutz me karka kolshu. So karka, the Eved is not karka. So I only left over karka, madaloi goli goli. I left out karka that I was megala, and I didn't leave out the Eved. So the Eved goes free. So this is a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Tanakama, and they're arguing in Palginon Dibur. What? Cheshmer the Tanakama is that if you left something out, maybe you left Midahai Shaya, maybe you left out the Hacha de Nachas the Shiura Amrinon Lidi De Nami Shaya. Maybe you left out the Eved too.
Why
should I say? Why should I left out the Eved?
Everything for the Shaya. He left over a little bit of everything.
He said, Chutz. Sheer karka kolshu lo yatzir chayiv. Sounds like he left over just karka kolshu. He said, I'm leaving over some karka that's not necessary. A little bit of every single karka. Could be he means a little bit of every single karka. Could be he wasn't clear. Why should I say it means the evet also? It's the evet karka. That's pshat. The evet may be included in the karka that he means. Certainly, it needs an explanation, which hopefully we're going to get to soon. But why does this have to be pakei dibura? It's true, we're splitting his words. That's not pakei. Pakei dibura means you believe lagavi one thing, you not believe lagavi something else. Over here, the takya arguing: should we split his words? Should we say shir karka kol shehu is lagavi karka and kol nechasav is still kol nechasav? Or do we say kol nechasav and karka shir karka takes away from kol nechasav? That's what they're arguing about. Right, so maybe I can hear they're arguing if you split words. But Frechter Bochanan, this has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibura. Why does this have to do with Pagin and Dibura? Pagin and Dibura is always, you trusted Lagavi this, you not trusted Lagavi that, we split. Here, it's not not being trusted. There's an issue of trust here. No issue of trust. It's a shtar makoyim, there's no question about the shtar. The issue is, why did the giver mean to give? So what in the world does this have to do with the previous Gemara? It doesn't seem to shtim, except in very, very vague terms. It doesn't really... Similar, you're splitting the words, but it's not similar, because when we talk about Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis, we're talking about believe Lagabi this, and you not believe Lagabi that. This machlek has nothing to do with being believed. This has to do with Pagina Dibura. Shtar? Yes. Right. So what's left to do with this? He wrote here in the shtar, "Kol nechosai chutz mekarka kol shehu l'plaini avdi." That's what he wrote in the shtar. Kol nechosai chutz mekarka kol shehu is l'plaini avdi. What am I throwing out? We do deal, but we give all the karka to the eved. That's no half. I mean, we don't give him all the karka, right? We certainly leave over some karka. How much we leave over exactly is the Rashi and Tosfos talk about, but we're certainly not going to give him all the karka. So we'll have to get to Tosfos. We'll have to see. But the point is that we're not throwing out part of the shtar at anybody. No chesaron in the manas here. So Bochanan says, what's pshat? He says pshat. He says very nicely. He says that when a man writes a shtar, kol nechosai la'avdi, he didn't write specifically that the eved should go free. He didn't write the eved should go free. From the klal of the words, kol nechosai, there's a toitsa that the eved goes free. The Mela is the Tetzah, the Eved goes free. Yeah. You can look at that two ways. You could look at it that it's one big Dibur. And it's one big Dibur, and as a result of that Dibur of Kol Nechasai, there's a Tetzah that the Eved goes free. You could look at it that way. Or you could look at it, no. When a person writes kol nechasai, he's writing my house and my car and my boat and my eved, and he's writing all those things just in English or in Hebrew. There's a catchword for it, kol nechasai. But the same as if he would have written, spelled out every single thing, right? My house, my furniture, my vehicles, my eved. So you really could look at it two ways. You could look at it that kol nechasai is one kinyan, one big kinyan, and the melody ever goes free? Or you could look at it that, no, kol nechasai is spelling out each thing separately with one word. It's easier than writing all the words. You write kol nechasai. He says, that's the machlaikis here between Reb Shimon and Rebbeya. Tanakama's Rebbeya. That's the machlaikis here between Reb Shimon and Tanakama. Why? Because if you hold that it's separate words. Reb Shimon holds Pagina Dibura. Reb Shimon holds what? It's When he says kol nechasai, he's really saying my eved, my house, my furniture, my etc. etc. He really said my eved. So if Shimon says the eved goes free. Shir karka kol shehu, that's a separate parasha. We talk about karka, we'll talk about shir karka kol shehu. When he said my eved, he said my eved, so the eved goes free. Remeir holds, no. It's one kinyan klali. It's one big kinyan. Kol nechasai. Kol nechasai, I'm doing a hefker of kol nechasai. Now, as a result of kol, I don't mean hefker, I mean haknoah. I'm doing a haknoah of kol nechasai. It happens to be, if you do a haknoah of kol nechasai, there's a result. The result is that the eved goes free. But the haknoah has to be on kol nechasai, on everything. If there's a chsorin in the kol nechasai, and the kol nechasai is not kol nechasai, so the eved doesn't go free. Because the eved, he never said he's freeing the eved. He never said such a thing. All he said is kol nechasai. So if that kol nechasai works, there's a result, the eved goes free. If the kol nechasai doesn't work, so there's no shtar shikr here. So it's one kinyan klali, it's one big kinyan. Either it is a big kinyan or it's not a big kinyan. Now, that machlaikis is the machlaikis here. Why does that have to do with pagim? Zok Rabbi Chanan, and this is Rabbi Chanan's side. There are two types of pagim and nemanis. There's one type Rabbi Kiva Eger was talking about, and there's another type that the Rosh and our Gemara are talking about. The type Rabbi Kiva Eger was talking about pagim and nemanis is where a person says something, and it's negea to two totally separate inyanim. They're not dependent one on the other. It's negea to two separate things. I say this is nevela. I say this is nevela. I can't eat it, and you can't eat it. You and I are not dependent one on the other. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says there yizichah could say pagina nemanis. You certainly could split things that I believe will be one person, now I got to be another person. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's case. All the cases of Pagin and Nemanis that Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about are all cases where it's the same thing, it just has two tzitzis. The child's a mamzer. It's negiah to the child, it's negiah to the mother. So you say Pagin and Nemanis. For the child you believe, for the mother you not believe. A woman says, Meis Baili. So it's negiah two things. Negiah Hilchos Eishes Ish. It's negiah Hilchos Yerusha. For Eishes Ish, she's allowed to marry. For Yerusha, she's not believed. Pagin and Nemanis. There's another type of pagin and nemanis, where one thing is the result of the previous thing. Where the two things ride one on top of the other, l'mashal. The Rosh's case of an Ariv. An Ariv and a Leiva. The Ariv is a result of the Leiva's not paying. Not two different people. If the Leiva doesn't pay, that results in the Sheba going to the Ariv. One is the result of another. Or better, in our Gemara. In our Gemara, the way, if you learn that it's one Kinyan Klali, so it means that if this Kinyan Klali is there, the result of the Kinyan Klali is that Avadim go free. It's what Rabbi Chanan calls it, Devarim Hanoivim Zemizeh. It's things that result one from the other. If you hold that this is a Kinyan Klali, then the Eved comes free as a result of that Kinyan. Abaya holds that our Gemara, Abaya holds like Remeir, it's a Kinyan Klali. It's one big Kinyan. The Eved going free has to be a result of that Kinyan. So Abaya holds that this is like the Rosh's type of Pagin and Nemanis. This is not a good Pagin and Nemanis. Because this is the type of pagina and nemanis, one thing results from another. And when one thing results from another, if you don't have the big thing, then you don't have the small thing. Rava holds, no, this is the type of pagina and nemanis. Rava doesn't hold this business of Rameya that it's a Kinyan club. He holds, no, pagina, you split it. When a man says, kol nechasa, he's saying, my house, my furniture, my eved. So, on the my eved part, we say pagina and nemanis. He's believed l'gabi the eved. He's not believed l'gabei the nechasim. You're splitting. Rabbi Kiva Eger comes out as the following. There are three types of pagina. Not like we thought all along, too. really three times. There's the Palkina Dibura where you split his words, which is a shas all over the place. Then you have Palkina Nemonis of Rabbi Kiva Eger, where everyone is holds you believed. Why? Because we could take your complete words and apply it to one person and not another person. And that Palkina Nemonis everybody holds is good. And that's what Rabbi says in our Gemara. Rabbi says it's good because it's similar to Palkina Nemonis. Then we have a third time, which is worse than the other two. That is a Palkina Nemonis in a case where one thing is a Toilada, it's a result of the other thing. Where as a result of the Leiva being Chayiv, Memela the Arav is Chayiv. Where as a result of a certain type of Kinyan, Memela the Neve goes free. That third type, everyone holds is no good. Well, the Rosh would say, everyone holds is no good. Because there, it's a type of Pagina Nemonis where you're saying something and then a result has to come from it. You can't do the result without the first step. Abaya is Mechanish in Agimara, this concept of a Kinyan Klali. He says you can't split it. What does he mean you can't split it? It's one Kinyan, Kol Nechosai. The man never said my Eved is free. He said Kol Nechosai. As a result of Kol Nechosai, that one big Kinyan Eved Mimela goes free. The Kol Nechosai has to work. If the Kol Nechosai doesn't work, let's say there's no two Eidim to be Mekayim than the Chosin. So then the Eved doesn't go free either. Then the Eved can't go free either. The Chiddush of Abaye is that when a person says Kol Nechosai, it's all one big Kinyan. Because Abaye was Maida, Tanu Rabbanan. If it says Atzmacha Unechosai, Abaye is Maida, it's good. Right? If the Shtar would spell out the Eved's name, he would say, oh, everything I own, plus the Eved itself, Kenu Yimlach, then Abaye is Maida, it's good. When does Abaye hold it's no good? Only if it said just Kol Nechosai. That's all it said was Kol Nechosai. Why is it no good? Such a Bachana, because it is Shtikal Torah. Because Kol Nechosai is one Kinyan Klali, like Abaye. It's one big Kenyan. And hey, yes, it's one big Kenyan. The Mela never goes free. So Abaye holds that you have to, that big Kenyan has to be good. And before the Nestav doesn't work, you have to have two Aiden. Since the big Kenyan is no good, the Mela never doesn't go free. This is Rabbi Chanan's Hezber of Pshat in the Gemara, which naturally results in an understanding of Palginan, which broadens very much all the cases of Palginan and Shas. So again, the first step is not Rabbi Chanan. The first step that this Palginan Nemanis, Palginan Dibura, it's known as Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Rabbi Chanan says it's really Ramban. The Palginan Nemanis, Palginan Dibura are two different things. Rabbi Chanan is now saying that in Palginan Nemanis there are also Chibukim. And that's the... That's the seaside. That's right. The Gemara is not talking about the typical machlokes pagina dibura. It's a separate idiom. The ground that works well because Abaye and Rav are arguing. In the other sectors, in Ksubis and the Sugya pagina dibura, it doesn't say it's a machlokes Abaye and Rav. Abaye and Rav argue specifically over here where this fits in. What it means is Kol Nechosai.
The
green deer side is, they only argue Kol Nechosai. How Kol Nechosai works? The Plukta of Meir Reb Shimon. It's Mukhrach from the Machlaikis Reb Shimon and Remeya. Because this Gemara, without Rabbi Chanan, unless you take one of the other Mahalchim to explain it, without Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara is a Tela. Well, what if they have to do with Pagina Dibura? Reb Shimon Dama Pagina Dibura. Reb Shimon says he split his words. But that's not Shas's Machlaikis, the Pagina Dibura, if you know him. That's do you split, Kol Nechosai, separate Eved from Karka. Right? But the Gemara is a Pashtus, doesn't read. What does one thing have to do with the other? What is the Pagina Dibura of Shas, that you know him, Lagabi this, and not Lagabi that? What does that have to do with this Machlaikis of Shimon Rameya? The Gemara needs, it's Oymed Arshuni. If you're going to say this is the Pagina Dibura we had all over, very difficult to fit into a Shimon Rameya.
Saying that they're arguing over whether it is or not,
it has to be the case. That's the Gemara says. They're only arguing one thing. Reb Shimon's machlaikis with Tanakam. And what was their machlaikis? It wasn't their Shas machlaikis. It was a specific machlaikis. The expression Pagina Dibura in Gemara, not Shas's expression Pagina Dibura. He's saying that in this case of Pagina Dibura, for Shimon who says Pagina Dibura, that the words Kol Nechasai we split. For Mark Rav Shimon who says we split the words Kol Nechasai. This is what I said. And Alec Ramey says you don't split the words Kol Nechasai. Yes. Dependent on the same.
The mayor holds that the Kol Nechasa, everybody agrees in that case in that mission of Kol Nechasa, you go out to, and the Bible says that you don't.
That's true. That's true. Right? We have to deal with it. The Gemara, it's interesting. The Gemara says Rav is like Rav Shimon. What does it say about it? It's like the Tanakhama. But that's going to be a problem anyway. Isn't that a problem anyway? Why isn't Sharon Abaye from this Mishnah? The Mishnah says everyone holds he's a Ben Chayrin. Need to be able to answer that. But there's nothing to do with Rabbi Chanan, right? What you're saying is a question anyway. Abaye does Shtim Remeya has nothing to do with this Shtim Remeya. It's Kashan Abaye anyhow. Okay. Now, that's interesting. The Gemara says Rabbi Kriv Shim, and the Gemara doesn't say Abaye Kriv Meya. So we're left with something hanging. Am I missing something? Question. It's too good a question, huh? No? Question sounds good. Abaye says Kol Nechasai doesn't work. And we're saying he's like the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama seems to hold Kol Nechasai works. So Shtar is different. We know that. We'll have to have an answer to that, hopefully by tomorrow morning. We'll figure out that Nakudin needs Hasbro. But anyway, as far as the rule of Palgina on that there should be a certain amount of Klarakai. The Gemara says Vam Rav Yaisi Barbi Yumi Yam Rav Nachman Apal Pisha Kilais Rav Yaisi Yas Rav Shimon Halachik Rav Meir The Tanya Shemadar Rav Meir Rav Yaisi Karlov HaMikra Hazes Pasai Yishak Meshur Dvar Michaychim. So Rav Yaisi really liked Rav Shimon. But nevertheless, like Rav Nachman, that's not the halacha. The halacha is like Rav Meir. If the halacha is like Rav Meir, so why do we have a problem? Because a Rav Ashtims Rav Shimon. If Rav Ashtims Rav Shimon, then he doesn't. Then the halacha is not like that. So why the Rav is a problem? Frakni Gemara, Yomer of Nachman Hachi, Yomer of Yosef, Armin Yumei, Yomer of Nachman Shvimei, Rashi Kosel Kol Nachosel LaAvdai. The Omad Chayzer bin Chasim, bin Chayzer be'Eved, Chayzer bin Chasim, and the Shemir Ahu, bin Chayzer be'Eved. Shall we ask Hashem ben Chayim? So what do we see from here? We see we do split his words. So how could you say he said that Allah is a Kremeya that you don't split his words? We see from here that even when he wrote Kol Nechasov, again this fits very well with the Rebbe Bachana, right? He wrote Kol Nechasov as a king of Klali. I understand, but again, if you hold like Abaye and Remeya, then if it can be Klali, so either it's all Chal or it's all not Chal. So whatever Gzera D'Rabbana there is, if it's not Chal, so it shouldn't be Chal at all. You have to set the Eved free, but that should be Ma'akiv now in the Kinyan HaNechasim.
I know, but you would probably have to write a new Shtar.
So then write a new Shtar letter. What do you mean, for the Eved? But the Kol Nechasai can't be Chal. If you don't split Kol Nechasai, you make Kol Nechasai a Kinyan Klali, like Rav Meir. So then when he says Kol Nechasai Le'evdi, if Gabi one part, it has a different din, so Shabbat is different than Gabi Evdi.
The guy gets off, so we say that it's a division, that we ignore this word. We make it the day of the Rabbanah, people in the island, that's not going to be poor. totally not listening to it. We're totally ignoring the word because we have that one.
The way the Tosis is masbis, not that we totally ignore his words, it's that we say this is what he would have wanted with his words. Tosis lashon. It's a takaras chachamim, but Tosis says that dashchid meira. We really plug that all into the das dashchid meira. So memela again. If you hold it all, if you hold kol nechasa, is five separate kinyanim. If you hold it's one big kinyan, so it should work all in the same manner, or not the same manner. So Vaitet, Tali, and Ramei, and Reb Shimon, again, like Rebbe Chanan, the Gemara is good. Without Rebbe Chanan, I don't know exactly how you tie Shechid Meira to the previous Gemara. Okay. So we'll have to come back tomorrow to the Tap Taisvis and to Kruski.